Good morning. Welcome to the Trekking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. And I pray that you're getting ready to go to God's house. Be faithful to go to church. Not only just go to church, go to Sunday school. You know, my favorite part of Sunday services is Sunday school. I always loved Sunday school, even as a little girl. My heart gets sad a lot of times because I go to a lot of churches now that they have done away with Sunday school. But, you know, we need to be taught the Word of God, because if you're not taught the Word of God, you can't really understand the preaching as you ought to. Today, I pray that you'll be faithful to go to God's house. I'd like to pray with you now. Father, thank you for giving us such a wonderful day. Thank you that we're still here. Thank you that we can still divide your Word. Thank you, Lord, that you have put in our hearts to serve you. And I pray, Father, for the ones that's listening to me today, if they're sick, I pray for healing for them right now in the name of Jesus, that they may reach out and touch your hem of your garment to receive their healing, Lord. For those that need deliverance, deliver them. For those, Lord, that need encouragement, encourage them. And I pray for the lost, God, that you will draw them by your mercy and grace to Jesus Christ, that they'll receive him as Lord and Savior. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. I pray that they'll receive that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I would like to read out of Psalms chapter 34, verse 14. It says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That's good advice right there. Depart from evil. It says, depart from evil, and then not just depart from evil, but do good. You know, there's no right way to do the wrong thing. I said there's no right way to do the wrong thing. You do what's right. You do what's right. You depart from evil, and you do good. And then it says here that we are to seek peace and to pursue it. In other words, don't always be looking for a fight. You know, there's some people that walk around with a chip on the shoulder all the time. They're always ready to fight. But let's seek peace. Wouldn't it be nice today if our world today would seek peace instead of all this mess that's going on? But you know what? You cannot have peace without the Prince of Peace, and the Prince of Peace is Jesus. You know, you can elect any kind of official you want to. He can be Democrat, Republican, or whatever. But let me tell you, I don't care what party or race they are or who they are, if they leave Jesus out, they're not going to have peace. And the only thing that can help our country is that our country turn back to God and go back to the Bible, go back to living right, to departing from evil and evil things and evil ways, and to do good. We need to do that which is right. It is not just what makes you feel good. That's a teaching today. Whatever makes you feel good, that you can do. We don't want to do that. You got to do right, and what's right is God's Word. God has his foundation for right living, and it's called the Ten Commandments. That which we've taken out of our schools, taken out of our courthouses, taken out of our public places, and then you see, because we've taken them out, now you see what we're reaping. We need to depart from evil. We need to do what's right. We need to seek peace, and that's the Prince of Peace, and that's Jesus Christ. A friend of ours, he was the principal at a school in Milan, Tennessee, and one of the little boys got mad at him one day and took a magic marker in the bathroom and wrote hell all over the bathroom wall. He didn't have money to repaint the bathroom, so he got the magic marker from the kid and went in and put O behind hell, and it made it hello. I've thought about it so many times. You know, he took a bad situation and just turned it into hello. You know, you can do that with the power of Jesus Christ. You can take a situation that's bad, you can take something that's evil, and you do right, you can make it a hello instead of hell. A lot of you are living a hell. A lot of you are living, and your destination is hell, because you won't depart from evil, and you won't turn away from your wicked ways, and you deny the God that loves you so much, and you deny the Savior that died on Calvary. You know, God's not going to send you to hell. You're going to choose to go there yourself. I pray that you'll have a reality wake up this day, and you'll receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and come into the peace and salvation, and do that which is good, and that's through Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and please tune in again next week.